A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. The word of the Lord. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Put not your trust in princes, in the sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. On that day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down and put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into a fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Those words from the Lord today in Jeremiah, right? Can I not do the same with you? Can I not do the same with you? In the face of seeming defeat sometimes in life, we can think, the game's up. It's time to throw in the towel. Cancel the program. It's over. It's done. We're spent. For this potter who sat at that wheel as Jeremiah walks up, and what he's forming in his hands fails, collapses. The project's over, seemingly defeated. But as the Lord points out to Jeremiah, what does he do? He begins again. Yes, probably having to beat and to submit the clay in his hands, but the project's not over. And there's a beautiful image there, true for the house of Israel, true for you and me, and also true for our church. True for our church, true for our country, true for our society, that right there at the moment when it looks like the project's over, the potter does not get up and walk away from the wheel. Rather, he becomes all the more intent on completing what he set out to do. The same is true for you, the same is true for me, the same is true for our church, our country, and our world.